Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flask of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you." Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The Gospel of the Lord. So what do you think of when you hear the word wisdom? Some think of intelligence, understanding the workings of the world, such as demonstrated by Einstein. Others think of understanding the will of God, such as demonstrated by Mother Teresa. Some may picture a wise old owl. And from Scripture, the Old Testament, we have the example of King Solomon. Now, God is portrayed as wise. In fact, God is wisdom. We hear from our first reading that wisdom is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. This ties together the actions of knowing God and loving God. Think about the close friendships you have. How can you consider someone a friend if you don't know him or her? To love someone means you need to know their likes and dislikes, their burdens and joys. It is the same with God. To love him means we must know him. God has taken the great step with the human family by revealing himself to the human family. The Old Testament is filled with examples of God revelation. We see God's power and might demonstrated by the Exodus and the conquering of the people in Canaan. We see God's mercy in forgiving Israel's sins and establishing them as a powerful nation under King David. And we see God's justice in the giving of the people his law, the Ten Commandments. But despite all those efforts by God, it was not enough. God's chosen people continued to turn away from him. So at the appointed time, God's only Son came into the world, being born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus continued that work of revelation, continued to teach us many things about God. In fact, because he was the Son of God, he personified God's wisdom. We cannot understand why it took Jesus' sacrifice to reconcile the human family to God. It is beyond our wisdom. But we are grateful that it occurred. St. Paul tells us in our second reading that our knowledge of Christ's victory over sin and death is the source of our hope. There are many things we do not know about Christ's second coming, most especially when it will occur. But we do know this. We know that those who believe in him will also rise from the dead. We know this because he, the Son of the living God, told us. We know this because he, God's living word, told us. And we know this because he, God's wisdom made flesh, told us. So what are we to do about this? Our gospel reading, Jesus offers us a parable. Now, many times this parable is interpreted to encourage us to stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Obviously, that's true enough. But as in Jesus' other parables, there are other truths to explore. When we couple this parable with the readings that focus on wisdom and Christ's victory as the source of our hope, we see another truth come forward. Now, Jesus describes five foolish and five wise virgins. The wise ones knew the needs of the bridegroom well enough to bring extra oil for their lamps. The foolish ones did not consider the needs of the bridegroom. They were not prepared. Now, the virgins that Jesus tells us in the story, they would have been invited by the bridegroom to welcome him and his new bride to his home. The foolish ones did not respect this invitation by not being prepared. The wise ones respected the invitation and were prepared to welcome the bridegroom. They showed their appreciation for the gift of the invitation. We are in the same situation. At our baptism, God offered us an invitation to eternal life with him. The rest of our lives is an attempt to show our appreciation by how we live as Christian disciples. We are wise when we learn God's will for us and follow it. We do this through prayer, through utilizing the sacraments of Christ's church, through reading his living word, and through the continual education of our faith. But we are foolish when we instead focus on the things of this world instead of God. We are foolish when we allow the pursuit of money, power, and prestige to blind us to God's will. The single-minded pursuit of these makes us unrecognizable to God, as the foolish virgins were unrecognizable to the bridegroom. Jesus told us God is love, and that we are made in his image. And so, we are commanded by our Savior to love our Heavenly Father and each other. We too often foolishly ignore this truth in our lives. Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist. We recognize his body and blood in the physical form of bread and wine. The grace flowing from this gift, from his sacrifice, is meant to transform us into the children of the living God, people who know God and people who love him. Jesus paved the way for us by giving up his very life on the cross. He paid the debt that the human family owed from the beginning of time. We have been given that invitation. We have been given an invitation to the great heavenly banquet. It's an invitation that we need to accept. We need to show by the love that we have of neighbor and our God that we accept that invitation that we cherish that invitation and we look forward to that heavenly banquet. Let us pray today that the Spirit will continue the work in our hearts, making us wise in the way of God our Father and Jesus his Son. This is our destiny as children of the living God.